This is TWiT.
You know, I suppose we shouldn't even spend any time talking about it because all will be revealed day after tomorrow. It's amazing, though. Christina, you've been an Apple fan for years. It's amazing how we pretty much nowadays, before these events, we even with Apple, which was famous for its secrecy, we pretty much are not surprised by these events anymore.
No, the Apple part is the thing that I guess has been surprising me. And that's really been something that's only been, I guess, maybe the last 3 years or so where it's been consistent. Like before, we used to always get some kind of leaks in advance and some kind of predictions. But at this point, like it's now very accurate to the point that and sometimes Apple themselves have been like the source of the leaks, which is the obviously always the funniest part.
So that's interesting. You think they leak out stuff? There was always a rumor to Wall Street Journal. If the Journal had a story about an Apple event, it was probably from Apple, that kind of thing.
Right. No. What I meant was there have been instances where there have been like unprotected source code or things on their website that people found that have been references to things.
Mistakes.
Mistakes, exactly. You know, or you know, they will have references to new hardware in certain iOS or macOS builds, that sort of thing. Or, and I think in one case there was actually like an entire like almost like outline of a full release of some sort of product or something that again was a mistake. But what's happened recently, like the latest leak comes from someone in China, which that's interesting, and I have to wonder if that is partially impacted because of the pandemic, that maybe they don't have as many people on the ground there as usual to kind of like be protectionist.
What they've been doing, according to some of the sources like Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, is chartering flights to send Apple employees to China, but also for the most part, putting people on Zoom calls or whatever. Probably Apple uses FaceTime, but on video calls.
Right.
To look at parts, inspect parts, and this is a big part of the process of manufacture in China. Is they make prototypes, you have to approve
them.
It's a fairly elaborate process, and I presume by now Apple's making the phones. Although, if the rumors are to be believed, and 9to5 Mac has a rundown of all the rumors, only a couple of these models will be available to order this week, particularly the iPhone 12, which is the base model, the 6.1-inch iPhone 12, will be pre-orders will be Friday, according to the rumors, and available the following week, as is often the case with an Apple event. Mm-hmm. Also, oddly, the Pro, but not the iPhone 12 mini, which is, I think, one of the most interesting things they're selling, a 5.4-inch display, but that won't be available till November, ordered November 6th or 7th, available November 13th or 14th. That's a month off. And the big one, the most expensive one, the iPhone 12 Pro Max, it starts at $1,100. Pre-orders, according to 9to5 Mac, according to the rumors, November 13th, a month after the event, and shipping the following week, November 20th. So you're going to wait a long time if you're going to get the top of the line or even the bottom of the line. It's the middle phones that'll be available, all OLED and all with 5G. And this is one thing that's bothering me a little bit. We saw this with the Pixel 5. Anybody who's selling through Verizon, which obviously is both Google, in fact, Google, I think, has a Verizon exclusive of the Pixel 5, and Apple, has to put in millimeter wave. Phil, I have a feeling you would know better than I do. But I get the sense millimeter wave is available in a tiny proportion of the country, corners of NFL stadiums, a couple of floors on Manhattan high-rises, that kind of thing.
I think it's kind of weird how the whole 5G industry in this country has just become just all full of lies.
There's no good way to put it.
The truth is because everyone just lies about it.
Like AT&T.
My phone right now says I'm on, you know, AT&T 5GE, where E stands for lies.
Liar.
So I think the industry has like intentionally, for some strange reason, completely destroyed their credibility with it to the point where I just have a hard time caring now because I just assume anytime I hear the word 5G, I assume someone's lying to me. Kind of like blockchain.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me is apparently these millimeter wave radios are an extra $100 on the bill of goods. So you could make the Pixel phone $100 less. You could make each of these iPhones $100 less. You're paying a premium for a feature you probably will never have access to, or if you do, it'll be for a limited time. That's really disappointing to me. but I guess that maybe some of this is because all of these phones will be sold in China where 5G is more available. I'm not sure. It just seems like almost a tax, the 5G tax on users.
Well, it might be, you know, it may increase the cost of the bill of materials, but having fewer SKUs may decrease the overall cost of everything. So it's not actually clear that it would be cheaper if we needed to have multiple versions, some with and some without.
Well, they do have, I mean, this is unusual for Apple to announce, if this is the case. Again, it's just a rumor, four phones at one time. They've had good success with an iPhone SE, which they would update every few years. Those have always been very popular. That's the less expensive iPhone. And then they'd have like a base model and a big model. But four phones in one, I can't remember them doing that any time in the past. So they do have
Which SKUs. One of them is going to be transparent?
None of them. Thank you, Robert Scoble. None of them. He still owes me dinner for that bum prediction for 2 or 3 years ago. All OLED. Apple is finally moving to all OLED just when the world is about to move to mini LED. I don't know what even Apple's moving to mini LED for its computers. All OLED, new colors. The mini will come in red, white, and blue, as well as black and green. So will the 12. You'll get gold and silver on the Pros, as well as graphite and blue. So colors are... whenever I see colors in a phone, it tells me that the new features are not enough to distinguish it from last year's model. So they have to do something.
How dare you? Rose gold was a feature. How dare you?
Yeah, there isn't much to tout on this. I presume they'll use the A14 chip they have in the iPad Air. Anyway, we'll do our normal stream, our normal challenge to Apple to take us down. We do that every month now, it seems like. And according to Mark Gurman and Bloomberg, he buried it in a story a couple of days ago. There will be yet another Apple event in November to announce Apple Silicon, the new
For the laptops or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Three events. Apple's just going crazy.
Yeah. They've done multiple events before, but I can't remember them being this spread out. Because usually what they would do is they would like combine the iPad with the Mac event, or the iPad with the iPhone event. But I have a feeling, I mean, as with everybody, that everyone's, you know, they'd had these phones in development for years, obviously before COVID, and that had massive implications on their manufacturing, which I'm sure is part of the reason why there have been delays, but also changes. I mean, some of the features that you're really excited about are maybe not going to be as relevant as they were, you know, when they were in development 24 months ago.
Right.
Just because the nature of how we use things is different. So, right.
Well, we'll find out. We'll be here 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern time. Micah Sargent and I, right after iOS today, we'll start that early. We'll sit down. We'll watch the event. Try not to get taken down by Apple, and then MacBreak Weekly immediately after that. Phil, you've led many companies. Do companies look at what Apple does with its events and its marketing with envy? You certainly seem to be that way in the Steve Jobs era, where just nobody would command attention like Steve at one of these events.
Yeah, and we worked with Apple pretty closely in the early Evernote days, and we basically synchronized our whole release roadmap around Apple events and what we thought would be important to them. And we used to play Apple Bingo in the office, where we would distribute bingo cards for what we thought they would announce, and it was a significant portion of our own planning.
It was nerd Christmas, right? I mean, there's some of that still hangs out, but without Steve, by the way, 11th anniversary of his passing last week. Without Steve around, it's not nearly as exciting as it used to be. However, you can't say that Apple is not a juggernaut. You think it's as exciting as it was?
Well, I think like WWDC this year was the best one they've ever had in terms of like just from an audience perspective. I think Apple.
I agree. Loved WWDC.
Like, yes. And they were the first company to kind of come out and say like, well, let's not whine about how, you know, it has to be virtual, so it's not going to be quite as good as the in-person events. It was just better.
Let's make it better. Yeah.
I've been to most of the in-person events, and Apple said for WWDC 2020, we're just going to make it better than it's ever been, and they did it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of amazing. So yeah, I think in many ways it's more significant than it was before.
From the point of view of end users, for sure, but also for the press, having the time to carefully craft these videos seems to have benefited Apple quite a bit. And I think that a lot of us are saying, you know, you should just keep doing it this way, Apple. It's funny because Google, I don't know what's going on. We talked about this last week. Google, like, it said, we're not going to do I.O. It's too much trouble. And so they not only did they delay it, they canceled it. No in-person, no video, nothing. And then this last Google event, and actually the Pixel 5 was the most, well, in a kind way to put it would be relaxed. It was the most kind of laid back presentation I've ever seen. And they barely spent 2 minutes on the Pixel 5. It feels like Google's just not, has lost the thread. They're just not that interested anymore.
Well, it's hard.
Go ahead, Christina.
No, I was just going to say it's difficult. I mean, I can only speak from the perspective of I worked with
Microsoft's doing a good job on the Microsoft events. I really have enjoyed those. Yeah.
No, and I mean, and I've worked on Microsoft Build. I worked on Ignite, and you know, I definitely think that I'm just saying I can understand. Like, it's difficult. Like, if it's not something, especially if events.
Yeah, but Google's a big company. Apple can do it. Microsoft can do it. Google's going. Yeah.
Well. I would say, though, even though Google's a massive company, I don't know how important events have historically been to them as like a core competency, whereas Apple events have always been like a really known thing for them. You know, right. WWDC is a known thing. Their iPhone events are a known thing. With us, you know, shows like Build and Ignite, those are really big like shows that we have lots of other events throughout the year, too. And I'm certainly not trying to say that Google doesn't do other events, but I.O., so much of it, like at least traditionally, was about kind of the live spectacle that I can understand that having to figure out how you're going to transition that could be difficult. And maybe they just decided it wasn't worth the investment. I do agree with you, though, that the Pixel event was interesting.
It's kind of
right?
Like there were some. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably really hard to get excited about a new phone and selling a new phone right now because the phones are also good.
Yeah. But if you don't, how could you? I mean, then customers aren't either, right?
Right. But I mean, maybe they're just putting out too many new phones too frequently. My 10 finally died a couple of months ago, and I had to get an 11. And we knew that the 12 would be coming hard on the heels of that because I had to get an 11, right? So I knew as I was buying the thing, oh, the new one will be here in a matter of months. And sure enough,
but here it comes. Did you feel bad because you had to buy what will be an obsolete phone? No.
No, I still feel like I'm living in the future.
Right.
There is no way that I'm using all the features of this phone. I'm probably using 10% of the features of this phone. So
there's an easy fix for Google for this to reinsert excitement into their shows. I've suggested this before. They just ignore me. They need to start pronouncing it as Googlio. Boom. And just do the mental experiment.
It'd be more fun, Googlio. The new Googlio phone.
Googlio. That's what we need to do.
It sounds like a nice Italian company. Maybe they should be making typewriters. Googlio.
No, the company can say Google, just the event instead of Google I.O.
It's not Google, it's Googlio. Oh, I thought you wanted to change the name of the company. Now that I would.
No, it's fine. It's just the event.
Just Googlio.
Google I.O. is like the world's most boring event.
Google I.O.
So close to greatness.
Yeah. So close, Googlio. I love it.